UFO organizations. We seem to be getting more organizations formed to investigate UFOs than ever. First of all, we have MUFON, which has been around since May 31, 1969, at which time it was not called the Mutual UFO Network but the Midwest UFO Network. Jan C. Hartson is the executive director of MUFON. He had retired from IBM after 37 years of service. When he was young, he saw a UFO, which was only about 30 feet above the heads of he and his brother. Mr. Hartson is a nuclear engineer receiving his degree from UCLA. Another former head of MUFON who is still interested in UFOs is John Schussler, who retired after 36 years from Boeing, where he was the director of general services and spent many years with the U.S. Human Spaceflight Program. He is also an associate fellow in the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics, the AIAA. There are many more qualified and talented people serving with MUFON, and the agency takes a scientific approach to investigating UFOs. The talent at MUFON is top-notch, and everyone there is more than qualified to take and evaluate the information given to them by witnesses of UFO sightings. MUFON has taken some incredible witness testimony over the years. For many years, MUFON was the only place other than the government which people could go to with their sightings. There have been some incredible cases which were given to MUFON by witnesses over the years. One example was the case of a UFO appearing before hundreds of people at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. The UFO hovered over a gate at the airport for over 5 minutes in plain sight of passengers, pilots and workers, and when it left, it shot straight up, leaving a hole in the clouds which lasted for quite some time. Some companies at the airport forbid their employees from talking about the sighting, but some did anyway in disguise. If it wasn't for MUFON, we might not know anything about UFOs today, and the other organizations which have appeared might not exist. Dr. Stephen Greer is a medical doctor who gave up his profession to study UFOs. He is no slouch and has been called to the White House at times for advice. He founded the Disclosure Project. He also founded the Center for the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence, known as XETI. The Disclosure Project pulls together experts from different fields who have either seen UFOs, extraterrestrials, or worked on projects related with UFOs and extraterrestrials. Some come from the government, not necessarily the US government. Others come from the aerospace industry and were involved in secret projects, and still others come from our space programs such as the Apollo program and others. Dr. Greer is convinced there are government cover-ups which concern aliens and UFOs. He has had quite a few experts testify at the press club in Washington, D.C. to this fact and tell us what they know. One very interesting day at the Disclosure Project was May 9, 2001. There were over 20 military, intelligence, government, corporate and scientific witnesses who testified. They testified that what they had seen in the course of their business proved that UFO, aliens and advanced propulsion systems were real, and these entities were visiting the Earth. The incredible part of this is, even though it was at the press club, there was basically no coverage. I remember one case where a worker was told to destroy some Apollo photos. He couldn't believe it and testified to this. He also said he just couldn't destroy such historic evidence, so he took them home. Apparently, there are things on the moon the government didn't want the public to know about. Dr. Greer also believes there is a way of channeling free energy, and we have been duped for years so the coal and oil barons can continue to make boatloads of money. A few years ago, Dr. Greer was given a 6-inch skeleton which he believed was alien. He had many tests done on it, but it came back it was a human fetus. Today, many scientists do not believe the results were accurate and the skeleton is indeed alien. A more recent organization to investigate UFOs and alien life has been founded. The name of the organization is To the Stars Academy. The founder is Tom DeLonge and he is the CEO. He was a famous entertainer for over 2 decades and felt the urgency to pursue the UFO question along with other related questions. He is responsible for getting the Pentagon to release UFO footage last year and admit they had a program to study UFOs. They claim it has been shut down, but most of us realize this is just a sham. The Academy is also interested in beamed energy propulsion and advanced electrogravitic propulsion. In other words, there is an interest in what powers the UFOs. There is even more, including brain-computer interfaces, consciousness, and how to apply engineering to the space-time metric. DeLonge has managed to get a lot of interest going in his organization. Here is what is listed as the mission of the To the Stars Academy. To the Stars Academy strives to be a powerful vehicle for change by creating a consortium among science, aerospace and entertainment that will work collectively to allow gifted researchers the freedom to explore exotic science and technologies with the infrastructure and resources to rapidly transition them to products that can change the world. There are a lot of UFO organizations in other countries. Here is a partial list. France, GPAN, National Center for Space Studies, UFO Study and Information Group. Norway, NODGE. Sweden, AFU Archives for UFO Research. Russia, Kosmopoisk. United Kingdom, BFORA, British UFO Research Association. Some other organizations in the United States are APEN, Aerial Phenomena Inquiry Network, QFOS or JARCUFOS, Center for UFO Studies, FUFA, Fund for UFO Research, AFOC, International UFO Congress, NUFORC, National UFO Reporting Center. There are far more UFO organizations than the ones I listed. I think it might be fair to say just about every country has a UFO organization of some kind. We certainly are improving in one area related to UFOs, and it is in the area of ridicule. While some still make jokes about UFO sightings, many more people are taking these sightings seriously. Once professional people became interested and many came out of the UFO closet, things began to change. In recent polls, it was shown more than half of all Americans believe UFOs are alien craft. Many would have been afraid to admit this a decade ago.